So my name is Zach. I am with the Health and Exercise Science Department, soon to be into the Dance Department. We do these Mindful Monday sessions are usually about 30 minutes long. I usually like to start with some type of meditation or something that I'm offering. I am one of the yoga teachers, so I teach yoga and stress management in the HES department. And so I've been practicing for about 12, 13 years now. And it's always nice for me to just kind of get to do these because then I get to think about what is going on in my life. What do I need to focus on? And right now what I'm working with is something my teacher likes to say. And you know, this idea that you are an amalgam of the five things you spend the most time with. So usually we talk about the five people you spend the most time with, you were kind of a mixture of those five people. I like to extend that to my thoughts. So the five thoughts that I think about, the things that I think about the most that are kind of on my mind, where my mind goes to when I'm not being stimulated or drawn away, those five things are kind of what defines my personality and what gives me my personality. And so really just been trying to be mindful of that lately. I'm noticing, okay, am I dwelling on something? Am I harboring some, you know, negative feelings, some harsh things that I need to say or express so that way I can move past this thought and maybe invite in something a little bit nicer, a little fresher. So I just encourage you to think, what are the five things you're doing the most, the five people you spend with the most time? And are you happy with that? Are you happy being a mixture of those five things? Hopefully you are. Hopefully, yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm, you know, I love my little pot of ingredients that I'm working with. So just something to think about. All right, we're going to move into a little bit of chair yoga. So I'm going to scoot myself back a little, readjust my camera, and just take you back. You may see a cat or something wander in. It's okay if you don't have a cat, you can just imagine one there. And if you don't, if your chair has sides or arms, that's totally fine too. This will work. We're just going to start with a little bit of neck range of motion. So you can start by just dropping your chin down to your chest and feeling that stretch along the back of the neck. And then keep your head heavy as you just bring your right shoulder, your right ear to your shoulder. And then we're going to drop the head back. And then take left ear to left shoulder. I'm just kind of letting it be the weight of the head drops the chin down. You can take right ear to the shoulder, drop it back, and left ear to the shoulder. Once more, coming chin to chest. Pause here, and then we go the other way. So with your exhale, left ear to the shoulder, and then you could take it back. Right ear to the shoulder, and then chin to chest again. Once more of those. I really like doing these slow circles where we pause at each place, because then you can really feel that stretch. You can notice what might be getting tight, what needs a little bit of extra attention. When you just go fast, which you've brought into a couple of faster circles now, we've done some to warm up, but notice that difference. You really don't get the subtlety when you do it faster as you do going slower. All right, and then do some shoulder circles. So you can just inhale, shrug the shoulders up, keep them as high as they'll go, and then draw them back, squeeze the shoulder blades together, hug them back as far as they'll go, keep them there as you pull them down. Keep them down as far as you go and push them forward. Have them as forward as they'll go and lift them up. And we do one more of those. I'm going to turn to the side just so you can see how much movement my spine's getting in this. So I inhale shoulders as high as they'll go. Exhale, squeeze them back. Pull them down. Push them forward. And lift them up. Good. And then we go the other way. So we lift them up. Push them forward. Pull them down, draw them back. I'm getting a lot of crunching and crackling. I'm not sure you are. Keep them back, lift them up, push them forward, down, back, ooh, and then up. Nice. Good. And I usually have to do a couple more neck circles. Once my shoulders get loose, then my neck needs to kind of move a little bit more and pop a little bit more. All right, so for this next one, you can just use your left hand, bring your left hand under your seat. If you can't reach under the seat, you can just put it under your leg, just put it under your thigh. We're just trying to hold this shoulder down, and then you lean your head to the right. So I'm anchoring this shoulder as I take my head away, and that's just going to really increase the sensation of this stretch across the top of the shoulder. And if you lift your chin, it'll move towards some of these scalenes, these kind of tight respiratory muscles. And then you can also bring your chin down. It stretches more the back of the head. And this is one where you can actually take your other hand, and I'm not going to pull my head. I'm just going to let my hand, the weight of my hand, kind of add to that stretch. Good. And take the hand off the head, bring it back upright, and release the chair. Oh, go to the other side. So you can grab the under seat or hold the thigh on this one. I kind of want to put my hand on my thigh. I'm just going to lean my head to the side. And I like to go slowly here. I let my head lean until I just feel the stretch, and then I pause, I breathe. And then that layer starts to open, and then it goes a little deeper. With the body, if you try to stretch too fast or do too much too quickly, it'll seize up. All that connective tissue starts to seize up. And so it's better to go nice and slow, layer by layer, really feeling your way through these stretches. Again, you can lift the chin or tuck it down. And if you want to add your other hand to your head just to get a little extra weight in there, you can. And then hand off the head, come back up to center, move off the chair. All right. Just a couple of cat-cows here, seated cat-cows. So I have my feet flat on the floor. I'm going to hold onto my knees. And with my exhale, I'm going to start to round back. I'm actually going to scoot forward of my chair a little so I'm not right up against the back of it. So that way, as I curl and round, I have space to be able to lean back. And then using my hands, I'm going to start to pull myself forward into our cow position. So I'm sitting forward on my hips, drawing my belly and my chest through, pulling my shoulders back. And I'm not throwing my head back. I'm just pulling my chin back. And then again, start at the tailbone, exhale, start to round through the spine, holding the knees so you can really get that stretch through the chest and the ribs. Okay, so I'm going to turn to the side so you can see what looks from the side, but you just keep going with yourself. Inhale, I start to move forward. I'm kind of thinking one vertebrae at a time, letting this action slowly move up my spine. And again, pulling the throat back here at the top. And then exhale, start to curl the tailbone under. Draw the belly back, the ribs back. You might hear just kind of go side to side a little bit. Rock side to side some and feel how that changes the place where you're feeling the stretch. Twice more each way, inhaling into your cow, rocking forward. You should really feel all those muscles in the back working and engaging, pulling you open. And then exhaling to curl. Last time, inhaling into your cow, sorry. And exhale into that cow. Sometimes to the knees, I'll hold the back of the thighs just because then I can get a little more lean, a little more stretch. All right. So we're going to move into what's called body tapping. So in Chinese medicine, and in a lot of Eastern medicine traditions, you have these meridians, these lines of energy that are running down through your body. And we can stimulate those to help the qi, help the prana, whatever style you're working with, to flow a little more freely through us. So I'm just going to use my hand. I just kind of make a little cup shape with it. I'm not slapping myself, okay? I'm going to be doing tapping. So with this, I can just take it along the front of the arm, go up and down from the shoulder. And hopefully you can hear that sound. It's not slap, it's a cupping, tapping sound. But it doesn't hurt. Into the front, into the side of the arm. I'll go up and down about three times each. And again, this does stimulate the qi, the meridian energy, to flow a little bit easier through us. But it's also good for things like your lymphatic system, your nervous system. This is a great technique to use if some people tend to get a little anxiety. Sometimes doing things like this can be really helpful because it's a tactile sensation in the body. So it reminds you you're physically here, you're present, feel this, feel your body. Again, I'm doing all sides of the arm. And so some people can really, really enjoy this as a way to relax and unwind. So maybe explain yourself if you do this in a meeting or something. Then you can move that into your chest. This is really great too if you have upper respiratory stuff, if you have any kind of cough or congestion, doing these pads. And you can really go for it on the chest, the waist, whatever feels nice and geared. To me, that feels so good. It's so good. So then you go all the way down the sides of my waist. Don't do the belly too hard. Don't pick baby soft on your belly. You can move it down to your hips and into your low back. That's nice and low back. Sometimes I'll do this one standing. With the hips, sometimes I'll do fists instead of the fucking hands, just because they can handle that. That dense muscle tissue can handle those fists. All the way down the legs. If you find a spot that's like, oh, I need to stay here. This feels really good. If you stay in that spot, it's totally fine. Do my legs. You can just do both hands on one leg, especially when you get onto the calves. We don't forget our feet. That to me is very grounding. I don't know what it is about slapping you on the bottom of my feet, but I know it's very stimulating. Almost done. Can show this leg. Get that foot. There we go. Hopefully you feel a little bit more energy, a little bit more blood and everything flowing through you, a little more awareness of your body, awareness of all those parts. And they're all benefits of body tapping. Okay. I'm going to go for a little bit of a twist here. So with this twist, if you have an arm to your chair, you can just grab the arm, you can grab your leg, or if you can reach, grab the side of your chair. So I'm twisting, I'm taking my left hand and grabbing the right side of my chair. Keep your chest twisted kind of to the right as you take the right arm up. And then exhale, start to lean to the left. And we use our hand to kind of hold the chair or the thigh or the arms. That way we're anchored and we can really go for this stretch. And if you want to, start to twist away if that feels comfortable. So you're twisting your chest to the left while you lean to the left. Good. And then come back up into center and twist to the right. Bring your right arm to the back of the chair. So my arm to the back of the chair there. And I'm twisting to the right now. One more breath here. And exhale to unwind. Nice. Go for the other side. So your hand can grab the thigh, the arm rest if you have one, or you can hold the under seat. And again, I let myself twist to the left. Right arm holds the seat. Left arm up. With the inhale, exhale, start to lean. Maybe I twist a little bit there. You can play this arm can be straight. You can bend the elbow and think about reaching up through the elbow rather than reaching through the fingertips. That changes the sensation. With our next inhale, you can come upright. Continue twisting to the left, bring your left arm behind the chair and go for the twist. Inhaling to unwind, come back to the front. Good, we're going to, okay. Nice little forward fold for us. So you can take your feet wide as you need to. I have mine kind of a little bit wider than shoulder distance. I'm gonna sit up nice and tall. And as I exhale, I'm just gonna fold forward. And let my chest come in between my knees. And it's still a little bit of the morning. My hamstrings, my inner thighs are still a little tight. So I may not be able to come all the way down. Okay, I may kind of stay up here. You may have your forearms on your thighs, but if you can start to fold all the way in. Notice that breath, let it take you in a little deeper. The inhale, your belly fills, you might come up.
Exhale, try to soften in between the thighs a little deeper. Definitely take your knees wider if you need to be able to let your chest soften and settle.
This is also a really nice one. If you have a desk or something in front of you, I'm trying to show you what that's said. You can reach your arms out in front while you're folding. That just gives you an extra little back stretch, stretch in your chest.
With your inhale, you can come up halfway. Exhale, fold in. Twice more, inhaling halfway. Exhale, fold. Once more, inhale up.
This time, bring your right forearm to your right thigh. Your right forearm to your right thigh, and start to twist yourself open to the sky. You should get a nice stretch through this side body. I'm lightious right here. You're gonna feel a good stretch through that low side body. If you want to add the arm, you can stretch your arm to the sky. Maybe start to reach this bottom hand towards the floor. And start to come back upright, unwind, and we'll go to the other side. So forearm on the thigh, and you just twist yourself open. You can let your right hand stay on your right hip as you open to the sky. If you want to, you can stretch that right arm up. Maybe start to reach the left hand, coming more towards the inner knee. And as you open up and as you feel good, you can bring your hand to the floor. Sorry, you can't see my hands. Right hand to the hip. Use your arms to help you come back out of that one. Very nice. Very nice. All right, go for another seated twist. So you can bring your feet and knees together so that they're touching, but pretty close. We're going to take your right hand to the outer left knee. Take a deep inhale. And then as you exhale, just continue sliding that arm down your outer leg as deep as you go. So you may just stay right here with the hand. That's totally fine if that's enough twist for you. If you want to go a little deeper, maybe you can come down to the tricep. You can start to get the tricep on that outer knee. I like to stack my hands on top of each other and just look out the side. One more breath here. Breathe into the back where you feel this twist the most. Create some space there. You can unwind, rest back up. Let's go for that other side. So you can take your hand to your outer knee. With your exhale, just slowly start to come in, easing into this pose, feeling how deep is good for you. And once you find your full pose, you can start to stack the hands. Twisting are some of my favorite poses to do, especially if it's a morning-ish kind of practice. They're really great for balancing the body. So they'll give you energy, they'll wake you up, but they also can calm you down and settle you back down. They're good for digestive health, for low back pain. So if you only ever have 10 or 15 minutes, I really love just doing a couple of twists just to help bring the body out. Good. Inhale, come back up. Good. And scoot to the edge of your seat. So again, I'm going to turn to the side. You can stay facing forward, or if you need to also adjust, you can. But you want to kind of come to the edge of the seat. And then stretch your right leg out in front of you. Okay, so my right leg is straightened out. I'm going to sit up nice and tall. And maybe just doing that, maybe just going from a slouch position to a sitting up tall position, you already feel this hamstring stretch. But we're going to take that a little bit further. So for balance, I walk my left foot. I'm not straightening it as well. But I just walk it out just a little bit further to help me kind of brace myself. And then still sitting up nice and tall. Just hinge at your hips. And you're thinking about your heart going towards your shin. Okay, I'm not trying to bring my head to my knee. I'm thinking my heart reaching out to my shin. Just put yourself, breathe into this. Inhaling, you may come up a little. Exhaling, you might fold down a little deeper. Press back up. We'll switch sides. You can bring your right foot in, stretch your left leg out. Again, you sit up nice and tall. And what that's doing is your hamstrings attached to those sits bones, those kind of bones you feel, or your butt bones, right, that you feel in your seat. That's where your hamstrings attach. So when we sit upright and we take those attachments back, that's already creating the stretch force in our hamstrings. So we start there, and then we only have to go a little bit. Like for me right there, I already feel the stretch. I only have to lean a little bit. If I were rounded, then yeah, I really never feel, you know, I have to go super far because it's all just in my back. Sit forward, draw the thighs back, and think heart to the shin, chest to the shin. And our goal here is, you know, not actually getting the chest to the shin. That's great if you can get it there. But really the goal is to stretch the hamstrings. So don't concern yourself with how far you're folding in, as long as you're getting that sensation of the hamstring stretching. And maybe you go a little bit deeper. And then you press up, rise up. All right, we're going to do both legs. If you need to just a moment to kind of bend that left knee in and shake that left leg, that's fine. We're not going to hold this one as long. And again, I'm sitting just on the edge. I'm gonna scoot a little more into my seat. I was starting to feel a little precarious. I'm gonna sit up nice and tall, sit to hinge forward. I'm always surprised at how good of a hamstring stretch this is. I mean, you know, I've been practicing yoga for a while. I can sometimes get into my splits, but even this just really is a nice stretch, a nice engagement in the hamstrings. Walk in, press up. All right, so for this next one, you decide if you're able to turn to the side, you can. If you need to stay facing forward, we're going to be dropping one leg back behind us. So if you need to stay facing forward, you can just kind of scoot to one side. Let's scoot to I'm going to be on the right. So let's scoot to the right side of your chair, and you can just drop your left leg back. Okay, I'm just dropping my thigh back. If you're able to sit side seat, do that so that the right leg can fall back behind you. So it's the same kind of thing. It just depends if you're able to turn to the side or if you need to stay facing forward. That's up to you. And I'm going to point those toes so I don't have my back foot tucked. I have my back foot pointed. I'll hold onto the chair, kind of use my arm on the back. And then I'll take this same arm up, start to lean to the side. You should hopefully be getting a nice little thigh stretch, especially if you think about that knee dropping towards the floor, that leg, this leg that you kind of took back, dropping towards the ground. Then come back up and we'll switch sides. So I'm gonna spin around. Again, scoot to the edge of the seat, whether you're facing forward or to the side. You want the leg that's being stretched to fully hang off. And if it feels nice, you might scoot back a little so that your other thigh is a little more on the floor. It's not just your glutes that are on the seat, but it's kind of a thigh bone that's on the seat. Again, I fold into the back of the chair and just let my weight drop down through that bottom knee. I'm 6'4", so I immediately reach the floor. At least I need to get a super chair for myself. But hopefully you get a little bit more extension through there. I'm going to point those toes of this back leg. And then I'll take the arm up and lean away from the knee, leaning away from that stretch, just to increase the sensation through the belly, through the side of the in front of the hip. Bring your hand to your thigh, come back up in your seat, and readjust yourself forward if you need to. Okay, just one more thing, one more little pose I want to do, another little hip opener. It's a seated figure four. So you can cross your right ankle over your left knee, your right ankle over the left knee, sit up nice and tall, just like we were doing with that hamstring stretch. We don't want to be rounding because that'll really decrease the stretch. You want to think about sitting forward and up on the hips, opening the heart and keeping that as you fold yourself in. If you need to fold in. If you don't need to fold in, you don't have to. You can just stay upright. If you're doing this and you want more stretch, if this isn't quite enough for you, you can scoop your arms under the shin and start to sit upright. And you bring your shin with you. You can kind of take it side to side, call this baby cradle. It just kind of increases that stretch in the hip. If you like the figure four, stay in the figure four. Another breath or two here. And then start to come upright and we'll switch sides. Bring left ankle to the outer knee. I like to hold the shin to kind of sit upright, give myself something to kind of brace against as I exhale and fold. Yeah, this is my tighter hip. I don't know about y'all, but I definitely feel a little bit more on this side. We can do a little baby cradle. You can take some baby cradle, move the leg around, the knee around, just to again, adjust into that stretch. And then rise up, sit up nice, good. Oh, hopefully your body feels a little bit more open, a little bit more free, grounded. We're gonna close with just a little seated meditation. So for the seated meditation, you can scoot yourself back so that you're really leaning up against the back of your chair. You can walk your feet out so they're flat. Your hands can either rest on your thighs. We do palms down for more grounding. Palms up invites in some energy and invites in some whatever it might be that you're looking for. So you can do whichever feels nice. Sometimes I do one up, one down because I don't know how I'm feeling. And it's just easier that way to think, okay, I'm just going to try to balance myself here. So whatever feels right for the hands for you. And then you can start to close your eyes. And again, leaning back against the chair, closing your eyes, and just taking a moment to notice all the points of contact your body's making with your seat, with the floor. Can you feel your clothes against your skin? You feel the air brushing against you? Notice any sounds around you. You don't have to name them or engage with them, but just acknowledging that they're there. Feel your breath deep in your belly. Inhaling fully and exhaling it out. And start to imagine a pool of color around you. Nice soothing color for yourself. I usually go with some type of deep blue or a nice emerald green. Today, I'm picturing this emerald green pool of color surrounding me. And it represents stillness and tranquility, peace and love. Green is the color of the heart chakra. With every inhale, I think about drawing that color from the soles of my feet up into my body. In the first breath, it only gets to the knees. And as I exhale, some of it drains out, not all. With my next inhale, I draw more in so that it fills to my thighs. And again, with the exhale, a little bit goes out, but I have this endless pool, endless well to draw from. So continue with this, every breath, pulling more of this color, this sensation into you. Until you're totally filled with this color. Sit in that fullness for a few breaths. Hey, You're welcome to stay here. You can start to open your eyes. Thank y'all for a lovely morning session. I'm going to step out. I went about a minute over. I'm so sorry about that. But hope you all, and with that, have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you soon. Hope you can join soon. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you for joining us for Mindful Mondays, and I hope you will join us again next week.